Disembodied Voice here. This week's episode is Season 1, Episode 18, A Faint Hope. The content warnings, transcript link, and Patreon link can be found in the description. Enjoy!
You seem smiley today.
Mind your business.
You've got this glow about you. What's up?
Can't a guy just smile?
You're not a smiler.
I'll tell you someday.
Okay, Mr. Cryptic.
And did you see that shot?
I know, it was killer. And when he slid the puck between his legs.
And he did the spin and took the shot. Fantastic play.
I assume the hockey game went well?
Oh, very. How goes it, Thorny?
Great.
I dig your shirt.
Thanks, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Whoa, are you two?
Oh, would you look at that? Emil and I have to go dig out some artifacts.
Shame we can't continue this conversation.
See you guys later.
Wait, I need to talk to you all about something.
What's going on?
What's with that look, Jamie?
I think it's time I told you all the truth.
The truth?
About everything that's been going on. Sit, would you? All right. Here it goes. I'm not crazy. I'm not hallucinating. I know that I'm not, but I know how this sounds. I'll start with the tapes. You all know my professor, Mr. Arthur. He's been sending me cases to record. He labels them as human sacrifices. But that labeling makes no sense, because some of them are cut and dry drownings or home invasions, not sacrifices, and he has no way of knowing whether or not they're sacrifices, or so it would seem. He's getting my tapes, he's listening to them, but he refuses to answer my questions. I know it seems little, but it scared me in a way that I can't really explain. I feel like I'm being watched. The next thing is the body.
Wait, body?
I'm sorry that you're the last one to know, Book. Emil, Leo, and I found a body on the dig site a few weeks ago.
And you didn't report it to the police?
Didn't really have much of a choice. We saw a mysterious woman in the woods, and I chased after her. Emil and Leo followed me, and when we returned, the body was gone. He had my name carved into his chest. And when whoever killed him took him and his body, they left behind a note that said they were enjoying my reviews. I took that to mean someone else was listening in on my reports to Mr. Arthur.
I still don't understand why you guys didn't call the police.
I understand. They would have done more harm than good.
What do you mean?
Have you met the sheriff?
I guess that's fair.
Weren't you all worried about Jamie's safety?
Of course we were. Of course we are.
I mean, Leo's been telling me to make sure I get home every day.
I was hoping you hadn't noticed that. I didn't want you to think I was babying you, but I'm worried.
No, I really appreciate it.
Jamie, we already know about this other stuff. What more is there?
The sleepwalking started maybe a week later, maybe a few days. It's hard to pin down, but I keep going to sleep and waking up here.
Are they nightmares?
Yes, but I'm awake.
What sort of nightmares?
I see antlers and hear chanting and voices. I see the man dead in the pit and he grabs my ankle, whispering to me. I wander the woods until she grabs me and pulls me out.
She? You mean the girl in the woods? Emil and I saw her the other day.
I call her the Watching Woman.
She might have been the person who killed that man.
Don't say that about her!
Jamie, what's this girl's deal?
I trust her. She wouldn't hurt me. I think she's trying to protect me. Something wants me in those woods, and she doesn't want me near it.
That night you slept in the woods. Were you waiting for her?
I was hoping she would talk to me. Or just sit with me, maybe. She never came, and my tape got stolen by some animal, so I couldn't even review it for footsteps or something that revealed if she was even listening. I was lonely. I thought you were all lying to me, and she made me feel safe.
I'm sorry you thought you couldn't trust us.
It's not your fault. There's more. Sometimes when I stand out on the pulpit circle, I see things. Three women and a hand. It wants me to take it. I want to take it. But if I take it, all of you die. There's the headaches too, and I wake up in the night muttering stanzas and reciting holy words that I've never seen in any holy text. I know they're holy because it tastes like hellfire in my mouth, righteous and burning.
And the tattoos?
They started appearing recently, after I met the three voices. My skin peels away like paper, and the next day, there's a word there that won't disappear.
How many are there now?
12.
What do they say?
Justice, summer, winter, prayer, snake, blind, melody, sacrifice, defector, Matthew, cursed, hanged.
Matthew, like Matthew Dubois?
I'm not sure who else it could be. He and I seem like we're connected somehow.
Yeah, you could definitely say that.
What does that mean, Emil?
Emil and Leo found me at Matthew's altar the other day. I wasn't doing very well, and I needed to see it. I needed to do something with it. Touch it, touch the antlers. It's all fuzzy.
It sounds to me like you're being targeted by a cult. Now, I know we don't like Sheriff Grunt, but she is far more equipped to handle this than we are.
But Abby Grunt isn't equipped to handle a daylight robbery. She'll make things worse, I'm telling you.
Well, maybe we should call someone else, then. The FBI?
You have the FBI on speed dial?
I have a connection, yes.
My vote is we track down the watching woman, and we make her tell us what's going on before we do anything too rash.
I really don't think any of you should be doing anything. Leave this to me. This is my issue. But I thought you guys deserved to know what was going on. It's not safe for you all to be around me anymore.
Don't be ridiculous.
You're not alone in this.
You're going to get hurt.
Then we get hurt.
Leo.
What? You really think we're going to abandon you?
I'm begging you to.
Too bad.
No, not too bad. I'm making this decision for you. I'm quitting.
Janie.
It was nice to have you all for a while. I really am sorry.
If any of you say we just sit down and take this, like...
Leo, it's all right. We're not going to.
So, how do we help her?
Emil and Leo's plans seem the most logical. Call the FBI, find the woman in the woods.
We might never find that woman, and who knows if Emil's connection is even available. I still say we go to the cops.
We cannot go to Abby Grunt.
Fine. I'm going to go try to talk to Jamie. The three of you figure out the rest.
Alright, so I'll find the woman.
No, I'll do that. You call the FBI. I'll give you the number and tell you what to ask.
What are you talking about? It makes more sense
we
for-
We don't know if she's dangerous.
An even better reason why it should be
Absolutely
me.
Absolutely not. I won't lose you.
Emil.
Maybe it would be better for Emil to go. You can stay and keep a watch on Jamie, Leo, and I'll wait at the church for Emil to get back.
I'm not sure you should be here by yourself, Booker.
I'll be fine. I'm a big boy.
Okay, we worked it out then?
You don't sound happy.
Nothing about this is happy.
Come on, love. Let's get some air.
That sounds nice.
Hello? Yes, this is he. Yes, I've been waiting for you to call back. I'd like to talk to you. I'm busy these next few nights. We'll have to organize a meeting after that. Yes, I'm very excited as well. Thank you. Who's in a trap now, Mr. Arthur?
Ritualistic Podcasts would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshen peoples. Today's episode starred Jay Short as Jamie Locke, Kayla Burgess as Leo Daisy, Ocean Lavelles as Emil Thornbrew, Sophia Weaver as January Lauterbeck, and Seth Stone as Booker Chauncey. It was written by Morgan Champagne, sound designed by Jonas Stone, and produced by Morgan Champagne and Seth Stone. The ritualistic theme was composed by Sophia Weaver. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks for our penultimate episode.
Hello and welcome to this evening's performance of Corralis. We would like you to know before the show that this show contains depictions of death, violence, and peril that may be frightening to some watchers. We would also like you to know that there are flashing strobe light effects for those sensitive to flashing lights, and some very loud sound effects. Please keep all of your belongings out of the aisles, as the actors do walk up and down the aisles during the show. Please do not leave the theater unless you are removing a crying baby, and please silence your cell phones so we can all enjoy this experience together. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this evening's performance of Murray High School's Corrales.